Good morning. It's 7:15 a.m. on May the 1st, 2014. Either yesterday or today, depending on how you celebrate the activity. It's Beltane. On the Wiccan calendar. 17:18 on the first mile. Moved along relatively quickly. I didn't push too hard, but there's no, or I was going to say there's no wind, but there is some wind. It's a little bit breezy in places, but the high wind warnings have been removed. It's no longer blowing the eyes out of my socket. It's still cold. It's like 40 degrees. And my nose is running. Fingers finally warmed up, but my nose is running. So yeah, I've checked the connections. I hope this thing is working. So let's see, what are we thinking about today? Good morning. Couple little tiny dogs. It's apparently dog walking hour. Comes a lady with a beagle. So yesterday I wrote. I spent most of the day hammering away. It was a frustrating day for my wife, who was home. Because I basically ignored her. Put my headphones on, put some music on. Although, to be honest, I think... good morning. Yeah. So... she was, I don't know what she was talking about, getting around by our own power. Yes, the morning walk. Anyway, so yeah, I found myself with the headphones on and nothing in them several times through the day. Whatever I was listening to stopped, and I didn't restart anything. But it was useful because it helped block a lot of noise. And when people were talking to me and I didn't respond right away, it was like, oh, I have my headphones on. That worked pretty well. So, kid is staying home from school today, otherwise I would probably not be able to be talking to you at 7:15. I actually left the house a little bit before 7. I called her in sick and then went for my walk. It's quite disappointing. It's difficult. To enforce, you gotta go to school, kid. Well, and she goes to school, and she decides that it's too much for her. She goes to the counselors, and the counselor calls me up and says, you need to come get her. So it's kind of a pain. It's a bit difficult. But that makes it almost impossible to plan. This plays that she's in the evening hour. They're not reliable in terms of, it's like, she's supposed to go to rehearsal at 7, and they called and said, oh no, you don't have to be here till 8:45, and then at 8 o'clock they called and asked, where the hell are you? Because while one play didn't meet until 8:45, the other one met at 8 o'clock, but they didn't happen to mention that to her earlier in the day, and they said she didn't have to be there till 8:45. So she was out till 10 last night, again, second night in a row, so she's exhausted today. She doesn't have the strength of the will to face school. So she'll be home with me today. The upside of that is that I don't have to make a special trip over to pick her up at 3:30. I will have to take her over at 7 o'clock tonight so she can go to rehearsal. This is a strange thing. This is foreign in my experience, but apparently it's not uncommon anymore. She's sick today, but she can go to extracurricular activity after school. No problem. It's not against the rules. There's no stipulation in the attendance policy. Oh yeah, sick today? Fine. You want to go to the dance tonight? No problem. So yeah, I don't quite get it. I don't quite understand. But my role is really not one that requires significant understanding. I just need to have gas in the tank and the willingness to put on my shoes and drive at a moment's notice. So, yeah, what was I working on? This Lester Dent short story. It's just so much fun. I mean, I know I should be working on other things. I should be doing this. I should be doing that. But it's just so much fun. Story sucks. It's ridiculous. But it's fun. And right now I need some fun. And having fun writing is like double duty. I got through yesterday and... Okay, the story... The restrictions on the story are 4 acts, 1,500 words apiece, 6,000 word max. Well, yesterday I got to like 5,800 words and I was still missing two acts. Act 3 and Act 4. Now, if I get a good story, I will be the first to say, screw the formula, I got a good story. But it wasn't a good story. It wasn't particularly good. Dan Sawyer took a look at it, and he identified, I think, quite correctly that for the first, I don't know, first 3,000 words or so, I was writing a short story, but then somewhere in there I switched over to writing a novel, and I don't have room to write a novel in 6,000 words. It just doesn't work that way. So one of the problems is that the plot that I concocted to go with this outline, which is silly to begin with, for me to write to an outline. But the plot I concocted to go with it was too complicated. I couldn't express the plot within a 6,000 word limit. Within the doctrine of Lester Dent. So I had to take the kid to therapy yesterday, and so while I was waiting, I took my Moleskine with me and spent some quality time with pen and paper and just sort of doodling ideas about what I wanted from the story. Because when I started the story, I didn't have any... It's like, okay, well, I'm going to write a story about... I don't know what the hell I'm going to write a story about. I don't know where it's going to be set or how it's going to work. And then as I noodled around and noodled around, I discovered that, okay, this is going to be a dark side story. It'll be a tale from the dark side. And there are things about the dark side that are different from the golden age. And so I wrote down some of the conceits that this world, this alternate view of the Golden Age has, and some of the rationales for why they are. Not because I'm going to put them in a story, but because I need to know what they are so that the stories, because there will be multiple ones, at least three set in the dark side. So I need them to be consistent. I need them to be based on a concept, a construct that's consistent. The same way this Golden Age is based on one particular set of constructs. Now, a lot of the constructs for the two sides are the same. It's just where they're obvious and where they're not, and how those constructs are applied, how those conceits show themselves. So then I had to come up with, why am I doing this? Why? What one small facet of life in the dark am I trying to talk about? And I sort of gave myself a couple of sentences for that. And then that showed me where things were too complicated. Harlan Monk Post. And so I simplified. And the challenge for me is to not ignore the Lester Dent outline, not to ignore the Lester Dent setup, but to embrace it and to move and to use those ideas in ways that fit in my stories. Oh, and I got another drop in. Apparently I said a word wrong. So I have to get back in the booth today and redo yet another word, another passage. I hope that's not going to be a problem today, because I hope my wife is going to go to work. The daughter stays home. Daughter's quiet. Daughter says very little. Daughter needs pretty much no maintenance, other than making sure she has her meds in the morning, and she even feeds herself. Yeah, my wife I have to feed. When my wife is home, I have to feed her. If I don't feed her, she won't eat. If I don't give her lunch, she won't eat. She will fix breakfast, because I've at least trained her to... Oh, look, whatever you want for breakfast is breakfast food. Pick something. But, lunch? No, she has to... I have to feed her lunch. If I don't give her lunch, she won't eat. And then she'll get to be like 2 in the afternoon, and she'll be... I don't feel good. Well, she gets cranky, because her blood sugar's off. But no, she won't eat on her own. I have to feed her. I've tried. I've actually gone, like on the weekend. I've ignored lunch. Didn't eat lunch myself. I wasn't terribly hungry. But basically ignored lunch. And she wouldn't eat. She didn't. I asked her a couple times. No. Haven't had anything to eat. I probably should. Yeah, you probably should. No. Well, what are you going to have? I don't know. I'm probably not going to eat lunch. Oh, wow. And then she's back again. It's like, it's a little silly. It's a little funny. Wow, after the last few days of roaring winds, it's so quiet and peaceful out here this morning. It's It's delicious. Cars this morning, gosh. Up to my armpits in cars this morning. I need to go check my tomatoes. Give a little bit of water. They were looking good yesterday. Wind wasn't. Because they're so close to the ground, because they've got fence on one side, it's not like there's a lot of straight laminar flow across the top of the garden that's likely to bend them over. So they got ruffled, but they don't think they got terribly damaged. I noticed there were a lot more blossoms on the bushes. So yeah, we'll have tomatoes here, I hope soon. $12 worth of plants for $4 worth of tomatoes, but what the hell. Fresh, homegrown, they'll be delicious. I love tomato sandwiches. I like cucumber sandwiches too. But I think it's the bread and the mayo I like, to be honest. Two things that I shouldn't be eating very much of, but that's how it goes. Ah. It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous. Right overhead, the sky is deep, deep blue. Sun feels warm. It's quite chilly still. It's like probably 45 now, but a little warm up pretty fast today. It's Thursday, so the sprinklers ran, the grass is all wet, so I can't mow today. Which means I'll have to probably mow double tomorrow, but that's tomorrow. Maybe I'll mow Friday and Saturday, I don't know. One day at a time. Today I have to try to finish that story. I got the plot straightened out, now I've got to write the last two acts. It's 3,000 words, I should be able to finish it by noon. And once I finish it, then I can go through and tighten it up and bring the sections into alignment for the recipe, the Lester Dent recipe. But I have to say, you know, these are not stories that I would typically write, but they're fun. So maybe it will introduce people to my writing through the fun of it. And then I can get into the heavier things like Kenneth Fairport and Ishmael Wong. Now, I think I said it yesterday. I am loving the stuffing out of this keyboard. It rattles lovely. It's just rattly, rattly, rattly. That's great. Whoa, just barely under 19 minutes on the second mile. Yeah, I'm not moving very fast. I'm moving, that's the important part. That's the important part. Oh, and some interesting research came out. It came across my desk yesterday. It was about how walking aids creativity. So, not only am I helping my stress level, not only am I helping my health, I'm helping my creativity by going for my walk every day. Or at least almost every day. At any rate, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.